Now, if you'll turn to page 805, and we'll responsibly read hymn 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, indeed faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. O Lord of hosts, my ruler and my God, at your altars even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of tears, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. The God of gods will be seen in Zion. O Lord, of God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold our shield, O God. Look upon the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield and bestows favor and honor. No good thing does the Lord withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed are those who trust in you.
Our Hebrew Bible lesson this morning comes from 1 Kings. And as you can probably see from your bulletin, it jumps around a whole lot. But if you dare, you can try to follow along with me on page 297 in the Old Testament section of your Pew Bible. Hear these words. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the leaders of the ancestral houses of the Israelites, before King Solomon in Jerusalem, to bring up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Zion. Then the priests brought the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord to its place, in the inner sanctuary of the house, in the most holy place, underneath the wings of the cherubim. Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the assembly of Israel, and spread out his hands to heaven. He said, O Lord, God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven above or on earth beneath, keeping covenant and steadfast love for your servants who walk before you with all their heart. The covenant that you kept for your servant, my father David, as you declared to him, you promised with your mouth and have this day fulfilled with your hand. Therefore, O Lord, God of Israel, keep for your servant, my father David, that which you promised him, saying, There shall never fail you a successor before me to sit on the throne of Israel, if only your children look to their way to walk before me as you have walked before me. Therefore, O God of Israel, let your word be confirmed, which you promised to your servant, my father David. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Even heaven and the highest heaven cannot contain you, much less this house I have built. Regard your servant's prayer and his plea, O Lord my God, heeding the cry and the prayer that your servant prays to you today, that your eyes may be open night and day towards this house, the place of which you said, My name shall be there, that you may heed the prayer that your servant prays toward this place. Hear the plea of your servant and of your people Israel when they pray toward this place. O here in heaven, your dwelling place, heed and forgive. Likewise, when a foreigner who is not of your people Israel comes from a distant land because of your name, for they shall hear of your great name, your mighty hand, and your outstretched arm, when a foreigner comes and prays towards this house, then hear in heaven your dwelling place, and do according to all that the foreigner calls to you, so that all the peoples of the earth may know your name and fear you, as do your people Israel, and so that they may know that your name has been invoked on this house that I have built. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us turn now to today's epistle, again from last week, the letter of Paul to the church at Ephesus, Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 20. And you can find this on page 184 in the New Testament of your Pew Bible. This is one of those passages that for many of you is probably quite familiar. And if you need a little prompting to visualize what Paul is talking about, the image on the cover of your bulletin is a good place to start. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His power. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything to stand firm. Stand therefore and fasten the belt of truth about your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times, in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints. Pray also for me, so that when I speak, a message may be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it boldly as I must speak. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let's turn now to the gospel of Jesus Christ according to John. John chapter 6, verses 56 through 69. This will sound familiar because it is. We're focusing on these words of eternal life. You can find this on page 93 of the New Testament of your Pew Bible. This is Jesus speaking to the crowds. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died, but the one who eats this bread will live forever. He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But among you there are some who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones who did not believe, and who was the one who would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father." Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, these are wonderful images in today's readings. The The kind of stories that make the Bible a fascinating book to read in order to boost our faith. Think about those images. King Solomon bringing in the Ark of the Covenant, dedicating the new temple in Jerusalem, and calling upon God Almighty to honor the covenant and dwell on earth with God's people. Paul calling upon the followers of Jesus to invoke the power of God and taking a stand against the spiritual powers of evil and darkness by putting on the whole armor of God. And finally, that story of Jesus challenging his followers and giving them the choice to flee or to stay committed to God's kingdom. These images and stories are important for each of us to consider and ponder. So I highly recommend that you go back and read these passages again later today or tonight. That description from Ephesians is as relevant today in the 21st century as it was for the original audience in the first century. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His power. Put on the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against enemies of flesh and blood, but rather against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. These evil forces against which we stand today are truly overwhelming, and certainly well beyond our powers to combat alone. It is only through God's power and the gifts of truth, righteousness, peace, faith, salvation, the Holy Spirit, and the Word of God that we are able to persevere. In light of the evil and cosmic powers that are manifest in our world, you must make a decision about how you will live your life. You may be looking for an easy solution, but I assure you, there is no easy solution. The kingdom of God requires your full commitment, your absolute allegiance, and your unconditional surrender to obedience. The way of Christ is radical and revolutionary, and it can change your life forever. This realization is sobering to many people when you take it seriously. Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." I want you to think about your life and think about our church in the midst of this world. It may seem overwhelming, and I can guarantee that if you try to go it alone, this world will indeed overwhelm you. "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God." My sisters and brothers, let us invoke the power of God. Let us put on the whole armor of God. And let us commit ourselves fully to becoming true disciples of Jesus Christ. Amen.